1994 as a campus-wide unit to make sure that the good scholarly work regarding racial injustice and other forms of oppression could be recognized and supported on this campus. It's a place, if you will, that the campus could be reminded of its commitment to this particular intellectual goal. Today, IRPP continues to occupy a critical place in the vibrant intellectual landscape at UIC, responding to the challenges of diversity on a number of different levels. There is, in the packet that's put before you, is a list of the projects that we funded in the last year. The list, the range of our work is vast, both in terms of scope and in terms of method. We cover topics ranging from the social construction of obesity, talking with people who live in communities where that's a chronic and persistent problem, and some of the solutions that might help mitigate that problem. We have a project that we have supported with Jane Addams Hull House that looks at the history of gangs in Chicago as pro-social forces, kind of reframing the image of gangs, street gangs in Chicago, as pro-social forces in neighborhood development. Currently, IRPP is organized around 9 core programs. We support faculty research projects through grants and time off from teaching. This is probably the work that the community of scholars on campus know us best for and, of course, appreciate us most for. We average 20 grants a year, about half of which result in leveraging additional funding for those research projects in 2 years or less. Most of this grant funding for faculty leads to publications, either in the short term or long term, which gets more difficult to measure. And currently, we're developing a more formal matrix to evaluate the impact of our work. We know that from our recent grantees that at most of them, 95% of them, in fact, identify 4 positive outcomes on measures that are understood to be linked to faculty success. These are things like publications, establishing positive mentoring programs, ongoing collaborative relationships, research grants, et cetera. The Public and Social Engagement Fellowships is our effort to support work designed and conducted in partnership with local community groups. This is also work that's difficult to measure because the impact of community-based research is often long-term, not short-term impact. It is the case, however, that we have sustained relationships with over 60 community-based organizations, and it's at the case now where these community-based organizations are coming to IRPP to ask for assistance with their research projects, which we then engage scholars around campus to assist them with. IRPP is involved in a series of intensive training programs, opportunities for faculty who want to deepen their ability to conduct informed public policy research. We have an annual lecture named after Professor Philip J. Bowman. Some of you may remember Phil Bowman. He was an influential campus leader, one of the most important former directors of IRPP. And I think the Board of Trustees might be particularly interested in this work. We've named the Phil Bowman Lecture after him as a way to signal that we will be inviting national academic and other leaders to come to campus and raise questions both about their research, important areas of research, but also those who are in a position to address the kind of administrative challenges associated with questions of diversity in higher education. We see the funding programs and the convenings as responding to the needs of campus to support and advance the most innovative research on race and public policy. As I said, we're a campus-wide institute. We have an administrative council that is supported, that is supportive of us, that is comprised of 5 deans, the College of Urban Planning and Public Policy, the College of Public Health, who you've heard from earlier, the College of Social Work, the College of Education, and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. We believe that our work is to bring scholars to campus who have a high profile, who have something to talk with us about research on race and public policy, but we also believe in growing our own public policy researchers. We have a series of programs that try to raise the research and policy implications of critical events. These are thematically driven programs.